Your Fingerprints, Everywhere. A supernatural fanfic written by Lazy Days. Read by Apple Juice. Pairing, Sam/Dean. Rated NC-17. When Sam thinks back, he doesn't think of the first time they had sex as the beginning. He remembers the sense of inevitability, of finally, when they first crashed against each other with kisses and need, how it didn't feel like the beginning of something, but the end. The real beginning was later, when Sam realized. It's not that it wasn't good. It was better than Sam thought he could cope with sometimes, feeling like he was going to die when he pushed into Dean, need bleeding out of him, and Dean fucked like his life depended on it, and it was, yeah, it was good. It was incredible. But there was something. Not something missing or even something wrong. Just something Sam couldn't put his finger on. It starts to make more sense one day when Sam gives in to the urge rushing through him and grabs Dean's wrists, hard, and pushes them back into the bed, growls into Dean's ear, and Dean doesn't struggle, doesn't scowl, but shivers and gasps against Sam. When Sam fucks just that side of too hard, too fast, and instead of flinching away, it only makes Dean more desperate, arching up frantically. Sam ends up initiating more often than not, when Dean groans like he's dying as Sam puts his hands on him, like he's been waiting all day but wouldn't do it first, when Sam sees the way Dean holds back, asking with careful glances, letting Sam decide. He tests his theory carefully, stops asking Dean and starts telling him. "Spread your legs," he says, and Dean closes his eyes and does, spreads obscenely wide, and Sam feels dizzy with how fast his cock swells, pushing against Dean's thigh. "Touch yourself," he says, and Dean does, and Sam pulls Dean's wrist away, almost surprised at how good it feels to have Dean just obey, and flips him over. He shoves Dean hard against the bed and fucks into him, harsh and desperate. They both come hard, fast and impossibly good, shaking apart together. Dean shoots strange little looks at him as they lie panting afterwards, as if he wants to ask, as if he wants to thank Sam, but doesn't know how to say it. Sam feels like things are fitting into place. Dean clams up, though, barely speaking to Sam for a day after that, and they're tense and sniping until Sam figures out that Dean's scared as hell and takes matters into his own hands. Dean slams open the door to the motel room and heads for the bathroom, but before he can get there, Sam grabs him by the shoulders. He turns Dean around roughly and shoves him up against the wall. Dean looks everywhere but at Sam. "Get the fuck off me," he spits, but Sam just presses himself closer. "No," he says. "You want this, Dean? Fucking ask me for it. You don't get to shy away from it." He noses under Dean's ear, presses his teeth gently against Dean's neck, and feels Dean breathe in sharp. "I can give it to you. I'm gonna give it to you. But I can't make all the decisions and I can't figure out what you want all the time." He brings his head back and looks Dean in the eyes, tightens his grip on Dean's wrists. Dean blinks rapidly, but he's looking at Sam. Yeah, give it to me. Fucking, please, all right? Just fuck me. His voice shakes but holds. He's tense and shaking all over. Sam can feel it against his chest where he's pressed up close. He needs Dean to let go, give in to this, but Dean's still resisting it all the way, right up to when Sam's arched over him in the bed and there's just skin on skin. Dean struggles like they're fighting and Sam pins his arms. "Just fucking let go," he almost shouts, and Dean goes still under him. He's fighting the need to hold himself together like he's always done, to be strong and independent, with the need to just give himself over to Sam. Sam can see it from the taut lines of his body and his bitten lip. And God, Sam wants him to let go so badly, wants to give him this, own him, take care of him. All his life, Dean's taken care of him, been the protector. But then there was the trickster, and those endless months of watching Dean die, and the worst months after when Dean was just gone. He still remembers how it felt, the emptiness burning inside him, the screaming need for Dean. The need never faded. And once he had Dean back, he felt it as a desperation to keep Dean safe. He knows now why Dean always took the bed near the door, stood just in front of Sam when they entered a room. He gets, now, that bone-deep urge to protect. Even if Dean's safe now, safe in his, the threat over them gone and their lives stretching out together. It hasn't gone, that desperation, never even faded. He just stopped it taking him over a little better. He still wants to take care of Dean in every way he can, his hands itching with the need to hold and keep. "Let me," he says again, almost frantically. "Fuck," Dean mutters, then goes lax, tenseness draining away as he tilts his head back. His throat's bared, vulnerable and quivering with his ragged breaths. Sam's cock jumps as he bites gently at the skin of Dean's neck, feels Dean's pulse thrum under his teeth. "I got you," he says, and bites down harder as Dean's breathing goes uneven. Sam goes on instinct, and he's reaching for their discarded jeans and pulling out the belts before he can think it over. "Thought we might as well do this properly," he says lightly, trying to ignore the rapid pounding of his heart, and bites back a groan when Dean doesn't resist Sam's pull. Let Sam just drag his arm up, tie it to the bedpost, looping the belt around until he can buckle it tight. Their eyes meet as Sam goes for Dean's other arm. "Yeah?" says Sam, and Dean nods. His eyes slip closed and his mouth opens slightly as Sam pulls the strap of the second belt tight. Sam can see the futile tensing of Dean's arms as he tests the buckles, the rise of his chest as his breathing quickens. Sam runs his hands down Dean's arms, knows from Hunt's Gone Sour how much Dean hates being restrained, unable to act, to move, but he's pretty sure this is exactly what Dean needs from Sam right now, to take away that choice. When Dean opens his eyes, his pupils are wide and dark with arousal or fear or both, but his cock is flushed and hard, and although he's shaking, he's not struggling. "I got you. I got you," murmurs Sam quietly, before moving down to suck Dean's cock into his mouth. Dean cries out and Sam hears the creaking protest of the bedposts as Dean yanks on his ties, but they hold. Sam sucks hard on the head and wraps his hand around the base, jacks until Dean's hips are shifting around restlessly and he's moaning almost constantly, curses and Sam's name tumbling out in between, legs tensed against the bed and toes curled. He sucks hard one last time, pressing the flat of his tongue against the crown, then lets go, licks lightly up Dean's chest until he can kiss Dean properly. Dean kisses back frantically and tugs on the belts again. Sam's cock is nudging up underneath Dean's balls, and Sam draws back. He grabs the lube from the nightstand, slicks up his cock and paints lube around Dean's hole, but doesn't push his finger inside. He fits his cock back snug between Dean's legs, slick against Dean's balls, watching the sweat gleam on Dean's neck as Dean pushes his hips down, trying to get Sam to press into him. "You want me to fuck you, Dean?" Sam says, and Dean just looks up at him, panting. Sam rolls his hips, slips his cock into the cleft of Dean's ass. Dean spreads his legs, but Sam wants him to ask for it, fucking beg. "You want me to fuck you?" he demands again, and Dean swallows and opens his mouth, bites his lip and opens it again, looking desperate. Yeah, all right. Fucking please, please, please." And he's spreading his legs wide. Sam closes his eyes and lets the sound of Dean's begging, torn hoarse from his throat, reverberate through him. He feels drunk on power, how he can just make Dean beg for this. Dean, who goddamn never asks for anything, so desperate for what Sam can give him. Sam takes hold of his cock and pushes slow but firm into Dean. It must burn, stretch. Dean's so gloriously tied around his cock, even with the lube. But Dean just pushes into it, mouth opening on a breathy gasp. Sam fucks in hard, rolls his hips and thrusts deep into Dean, watching Dean all spread out and just taking it, feeling his own strength and power over Dean like a drug through his veins. His cock swells harder inside Dean, and he's giddy and gasping with need, and Dean just keeps pushing into it. "More," says Dean desperately. "More." Eyes closed and cheeks pink. Sam fucks harder and harder, Dean shifting on the bed with each thrust, arms tense as he pulls and braces himself against the leather. He just spreads his legs further, needy, the harder Sam fucks into him, so Sam touches his own cock at the base, pushes the pads of his fingers against the puffy red rim of Dean's hole, then brings them up to his mouth to suck on them, and pushes them dripping into Dean alongside his cock. Dean cries out at the stretch, and it feels so dirty, the hot hardness of his cock under his fingers and the soft but tight pressure of Dean stretched around them. He feels his own cock pulse and throb under the pads of his fingers, the slick bumps of his knuckles slipping into Dean. And God, how it looks! Dean so full, opened around Sam. Sam pushes his hips forward, three of his fingers fitting in alongside his cock past the second knuckle, and Dean jerks and groans. He's flushed down to his chest, gleaming with sweat, and so raw and beautiful Sam has to look away for a moment. Too fucking much building in his head, chest, cock. Can't hold it all in. Dean's toes curl and he's looking up at Sam when Sam looks back. His eyes are wide and almost panicked. He's pulling hard on his ties, muscles bunching and tremors shaking through his whole body. "Can I?" he says and closes his eyes again. "Can I?" And Sam realizes with a shock of arousal that Dean is asking his permission to come. "God, yes," he growls. Dean's gasping before Sam even finished speaking. "Fuck! Fuck, Sam! Oh!" And then he closes his eyes, tips his head backwards and comes, his hands curling into tight fists. Dean shoots in thick streaks up his chest, almost to the hollow of his throat, white against the pinkness of his skin. He's tight and so fucking hot around Sam's cock and fingers, and Sam can't even move, can't even breathe, just comes, in pulses that match the ragged groans Dean's letting out with every breath. He hunches over with the force of his orgasm, forehead against Dean's, not kissing but sharing air in desperate gasps. He can feel the slickness of his own cum in Dean against his fingers, and when he slips his cock out in torturous inches, he keeps his fingers inside for a few moments longer, moving them around in the wetness inside Dean. He pulls them out slowly, trailing white cum over the redness of Dean's sore ass, leaning down to gently lick it away, sliding his tongue just into Dean's ass, no resistance against the slickness of the cum. He sits up and kisses Dean gently, moves to free his wrists. Dean's lying limp on the bed, eyes closed and breathing shallow, and when Sam looses his arms, he stays there for a moment, arms still splayed out against the bed. Sam runs his hands through Dean's hair, and Dean takes a deeper breath and draws in his arms, eyes still closed, and rolls carefully onto his side. Sam fits himself behind and wraps an arm around him. They don't do this often, snuggling close, but Sam doesn't think Dean even knows what the hell is going on right now, and he'll take the chance Dean will get pissy with him. He slowly strokes Dean's arm and waits for Dean's breathing to even out. He's almost dropping off when he feels Dean shift. Dean coughs quietly. He says, awkward and muffled into the pillow. "Thanks." "No problem," says Sam sleepily, and tightens his arm. When he wakes, early morning sunlight filtering in through the cheap curtains, they're sprawled on opposite sides of the bed, which is way more normal for them, but things feel different in a subtle good way. It's like some tension that Sam hadn't even known had been there for so long has broken, and everything feels sharper, clearer, and right. Dean's no different, except he is, in subtle ways. He's just that bit looser, easier, cheerful and relaxed, like some long-carried weight has been lifted. Sam remembers watching Dean break apart underneath him, and it's like he's been put back together the right way this time, something slotted into place instead of forced. It sort of makes sense, when Sam chooses to think about it, because most of the time he's happy to just go with this. But this thing is Dean's. It could be pretty textbook in one light, how Dean's had to control so much in his life. Bring up Sam, bring up himself, hold the family together fiercely, saving people, hunting things. That he needs to let go, be controlled and not responsible, let it all out in the bedroom. Sam's not sure, though. Dean's never been textbook about anything, and maybe it's just Dean, just them, just how they are. For all he was a strange mix of parent, brother, and friend, for all his cocky, brash ways, for all his pushy older brother bullheadedness, I'm the older one, so listen to me. Dean's always deferred to Sam, in subtle yet important ways. He's always let Sam take the lead, take charge, even if it was unconsciously roundabout. Sam's always been the most important thing to Dean. Sam can see it, Dean screaming it with his actions, showing it like a beta wolf to its alpha, falling into step just behind, protecting and serving and loving. Not that Dean would see it like that, but whatever it is, whatever goes on in Dean's messed up psyche, he needs this, and Sam doesn't know which hits him harder, the rush of ownership he gets when Dean spreads under him, trusting and open, or the hidden gratitude and satisfaction in Dean's eyes. It's all wrapped up in love and need and raw sex, and it's so fucking good he thinks they'll just burn up where they touch sometimes. He's starting to realize, though, that it's not just Dean that's messed up, because it's not just Dean that's starting to need this. Whether it's stirring up a dormant desire in him, or just the spiraling of his desire to keep Dean safe and with him, he doesn't know, but it's fucking strong. God, you need this, don't you? Sam's growling into Dean's ear, teeth scraping lightly. Dean's struggling underneath him, struggling hard, but Sam holds him down, his weight on Dean's legs and hands pressing Dean's wrists down into the mattress. Dean is strong, but Sam's stronger, loving the feel of Dean twisting so helplessly underneath him. Dean pants, choked off noises, almost words escaping him. Eyes tight shut and sweat dampening his temples, his face is twisted with what looks like anger and pain, but Sam doesn't let him up. Dean's cock is hard and red, pre-cum already beating at the head, belying his discomfort. Sam dips his head, drags his teeth down Dean's chest, red line to his nipple where he bites down hard, teeth digging in. Dean grunts, tries to twist away, gasps as the flesh just pulls in Sam's mouth when Sam bites harder. Sam curls his fingers tight around Dean's wrist and stops biting, licks and sucks sloppily and softly at the reddened skin. Dean whimpers, pressing up into Sam's mouth, fingers clenching at air. Sam scrapes his teeth back up Dean's neck to bite at his ear, whispers, "Stay like this," and lets go of Dean's wrists. Dean keeps them flat against the bed, eyes still shut, no longer struggling. Sam shifts back down on the bed, shoves Dean's legs apart, feels hotness sweep through him at how pliant Dean is for him, how far apart he can push Dean's thighs. He bites at the thin, pale skin on the inside, can't help himself, bites hard at the softness. Dean shifts, trying to flinch away from the pain and press back into it at the same time. His hands move restlessly on the bed, but stay up by his head, pressed back against the mattress. Sam bites all over Dean's thighs, red crescents, then licks messily down to Dean's hole. Dean moans, stifled through his bitten lips, pushes down as Sam licks over the rim and pushes his tongue inside. Dean is taking shuddering gasps, and Sam pushes his tongue in further, deeper, wriggling it warm inside Dean. Dean's hips are shifting and moving, and Sam presses his face right up against Dean, mouth wide and lips against Dean's skin, nose pressed up against the soft warmth of Dean's balls. Spit runs down from where Sam is thrusting his tongue into Dean's body, slick on Sam's chin. Dean shifts suddenly, bringing his hands down as if to grab Sam, but he barely touches the side of Sam's face before bringing his arms back, above his head, slamming them against the headboard as if Sam were holding them there. Dean's self-imposed bondage, not letting himself touch because Sam said, even though Dean is desperate to, makes Sam's gut clench. He presses harder, can feel Dean's balls hot and tight against his nose, moves his head to rub against them, and Dean is keening on every breath, cock jerking. Sam pushes Dean's thighs further apart as he fucks Dean faster with his tongue, dips his fingers in tight to the soft skin, fingernails against the reddening bruises his teeth left, and as he presses harder, nails sharpen to the puffy red marks. Dean stills and then arches up the bed, and with a strangled noise he comes, dick untouched and jerking as he splashes over his belly and chest. Dean is still coming in sticky twitches and spasms as Sam crawls up Dean's body, straddling Dean's chest and pushing his cock at Dean's face. The flushed, sticky head leaves the shining pre-cum on Dean's cheeks and lips, and he opens his mouth greedily as he trembles with aftershocks. Sam groans as Dean's lips catch on the sensitive head, then he pushes into Dean's mouth, cock bumping over the ridged roof of Dean's mouth. Dean gags and swallows desperately as Sam pushes himself further down Dean's throat. "Fuck," gasps Sam as Dean moves his hands to hold onto Sam's hips and pushes Sam deeper in. Dean's eyes are watering and his jaw is stretched obscenely wide. Dean swallows again, wet spasming little movements around Sam's cock. And to fuck, it's so good. Sam's hips thrusting in little motions, pushing in, the wet ridges of Dean's throat clinging to the length of his cock. He doesn't want to come yet, though. Can't stop staring at the smears of pre-cum shining on Dean's cheeks. Wants to paint Dean's whole face with it. He pushes Dean's head back gently until his cock slips out, and bites his lip when Dean makes a noise low in his throat and cranes his head frantically after it. Sorry, Sam says, but I want... His cock jumps as Dean looks up at him, eyes dark and mouth obscenely red, and Sam pushes his hips forward so the pre-cum that leaks from the head is smeared against Dean's face, along his jawline and up the side of his cheek to his temple. Sam stares at the shining trail avidly and takes hold of his cock and draws it along Dean's forehead, across his cheekbones, down his nose. His face gleams and Sam's cock jumps again, and he can feel his balls draw up, full and ready to come all over Dean's face. Pre-cum burbles from the slit to smear thickly over Dean's skin. It spreads in a sticky film over his eyebrows, rolls down from the corner of his mouth, and as Dean closes his eyes and licks over his sticky lips, Sam grunts and comes, hard and sudden. It lands in thick streaks on Dean's shiny face, must be soft and warm where it falls on his eyelids, catching in his eyelashes, falling in his open mouth. Sam keeps coming, pulses coating Dean's face and neck, until he collapses half on top of Dean, exhausted. He kisses Dean, tastes his own cum across Dean's lips, rubs his fingers through it. Dean lets him for a moment before he grabs a t-shirt, Sam's, of course, off the floor and wipes his face. "I think you just about made your point, Sam," he says, voice weak and hoarse from Sam fucking his mouth. Dean smirks. "You must have been a dog in your previous life, with this obsession with marking your territory." Sam smiles, sated and happy. "Need to make sure you know that your ass is mine, bitch." He smacks Dean's ass lightly, and Dean closes his eyes briefly, as if in pain. "Don't even try. I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that." He smirks. "As long as you don't go lifting your leg against me, we're good." Sam feeds eagerly off Dean's desperate need for him, and he feels powerful and giddy when he holds Dean's wrist down, watches Dean gasp and beg for him. It's ownership, command, but it's not the ugly possessive demand that those words suggest. It's giving Dean what he needs, and taking what Dean gives him, what he's starting to need. It's feeling love rush through him, fierce and strong, and it's an emotion that feels like anger or violence, something so loud and formidable. Not love as he's thought of it before, soft and comforting. It's an all-consuming, uncontrollable force. He feels insane when it surges through him, like something he could end the world with, or use to make it over again. He marks his love into Dean with the bruising grips, the scratch and dig of nails and teeth, and Dean arches up into it, tilts his head back as if to let Sam's power rush over him, press him down. Sam fucks him fast and hard, and the desperation between them crashes into an explosion of lust and need and sex and trust and love. And it's so fucking addictive, Sam can't remember how he lived without it. It's not all the time. It's too much for that, and a lot of the time they just fuck because they want to. Sometimes Dean even tops, and Sam likes that fine. But Dean tends to get a bit antsy afterward, like he needs to be reminded, and Sam feels the itch under his own skin in response. Dean never asks for it, for that, outright, but he has his ways, when he's craving. He's pushing one night, eyes glinting at Sam as he looks over in the middle of his conversation with the cute blonde bartender. He's all big laughs and flirty smiles, practically fluttering his eyelashes at her, and even though Sam knows it's a fucking show, Dean slipping looks his way as often as he's dropping his eyes unsubtly to the bartender's cleavage. He can't help but clench his hand into a fist so tight he can feel his nails digging red dents into his palm. No one else gets that dark, smoky look. No one else gets that slow bite of the lip. Dean's fucking his now. There's triumph in Dean's face when Sam strides over and tells Dean they're leaving. And yeah, Dean was pushing for this. But Sam's still angry enough he doesn't give a shit if Dean wanted to be punished, because fuck, punished is what he's gonna get. He winds his hand in the collar of Dean's jacket in the parking lot of the bar, practically drags him in the car. Nice little show you put on in there, Dean, he says, and he can see through Dean like he's glass when Dean pretends to drunkenly protest. Just having a good time, Sammy. Don't see why you need to be such a buzzkill. Hardly fair you to deprive Lynn of my company so early in the... Cut the crap, Dean, says Sam, and pushes Dean into the passenger seat. Dean shuts up, drunkenness falling from his face like a mask. His eyes linger on Sam's hands, wrapped tight around the steering wheel. What do you want, then? Sam says when they get into the motel room. Punishment? You want me to act like a jealous wife? Lots of jilted wives withhold sex, Dean. You want me to be petty? Use sex as a weapon? Yeah, bet you do, just not that sort of weapon. Dean just scowls, silent. He always is when he wants this, wants things this way. Sam doesn't know if it's a defense mechanism. Can't bear any more than he already does when he mutely asks Sam to use him, own him, or if Dean understands like Sam does that there's no need for words, that Sam knows. But Dean rarely speaks, unless Sam tells him to beg. Sam sighs, sits down on the edge of the bed. Take off your clothes. Dean's movements are stilted at first, but get easier as he sinks further down, wavers closer to Sam, eyes darkening with arousal, softening with trust. Sam leans back on the bed and casually strips. His own cock is heavy, half hard with the low satisfying throb of anticipation. He settles back on the edge of the bed, feels the rough carpet under his toes. He watches Dean. If you wanted me to punish you, Dean, you only needed to ask. You want me to? Sam asks, eyes wide, knowing Dean won't answer. Sam considers, as if Dean spoke. Yeah, all right. He fixes Dean with a look, sees that familiar struggle in the back of Dean's eyes to stay still under it, to look back. Over my knee. Dean swallows and complies. He closes his eyes and kneels in front of Sam. Sam can feel Dean's breath gust across his thighs, raising the hairs, as Dean grips onto Sam's leg. Dean shuffles forward and lays himself over Sam's knee, ankle toward the bed, spreading his knee slightly on the worn carpet and resting his forehead on his arms, chest and stomach hot across Sam's legs. Sam runs a gentle hand over Dean's ass, fingertips trailing across the smooth, pale skin. He tries to make his voice hard, not to let it wobble with how it ties up his stomach in pleasurable knots to have Dean lay himself down so open and ready and needy, all for Sam. This what you want, Dean, for me to hit you? Punish me like you've been bad? And he brings his hand down swiftly with a crack. He keeps his hand where it lands, gripping Dean's ass cheek slightly, spreading his fingers out across it and feeling the skin heat underneath. Dean gasps and twitches at the impact, tensing and then relaxing further into Sam. He sprawled across Sam's lap, and he looks so shameful and humble, his face pressed into his arms, and Sam smacks him again, harder, and again. His chest feels tight and his cock swells, trapped under Dean's stomach. He spreads his legs slightly until he can feel Dean's hard cock pressed against the side of his thigh, and Sam can hear Dean swallow against a whimper. Let it out, he whispers, and smacks again. His palm stings, and Dean moans aloud and twitches his hips forward into Sam's leg, then back against Sam's hand when Sam trails his fingers lightly over the reddened skin. Please, please, Dean says, muffled into his crossed arms, and he shifts and digs his finger hard into Sam's thigh and hip when Sam hits him again. Let go of me, Dean, Sam says, and Dean moans and does, curls his hands into tight fists instead. Sam smacks again and again, harder and faster against the angry red skin on Dean's ass, the force pushing Dean forward so his cock slides wetly against Sam's thigh with every blow, and Sam's own cock slips around maddeningly in the sweaty and slippery space where it's trapped against Dean's stomach. Dean spreads his knees, and Sam moves to mark the soft skin closer to the inside of his thighs. His fingers brush the edge of Dean's balls on the downstroke, and Dean cries out and Sam feels a hot rush of cum against his thigh. Sam frowns, even as his own cock jumps. That wasn't the plan, Dean, he says, not even trying to sound controlled now, letting his breathless need bleed through. Suh, Dean starts, but Sam smacks him back into silence, raining blows down hard until his arm is aching, and Dean is crying out on each stroke, whether from the pain of his tender skin or the push of his sensitive cock against Sam's leg, Sam doesn't know, but he tenses his thigh mercilessly against Dean's cock, and eventually he can feel it harden against him again. "Good boy, Dean. Learned your lesson," breathes Sam, so turned on he can barely think beyond the scorching heat of Dean's ass under his palm and the rolling friction against his cock. Dean groans and nods, and Sam pulls him up, manhandling Dean half onto his lap. Dean's eyes are closed and he's trembling, but his cock is hard and shiny with cum. Sam kisses Dean, holds him up for a moment, then pushes him around, back toward the bed. Dean fumbles backward with shaky arms, and Sam tells him to quit it and just wraps his arms under Dean's shoulders and lifts him, lays him down on the bed. Dean looks up at him then, something dark and vulnerable and naked in his eyes flashing between blinks, pleading and thanking and loving Sam, more than Dean could ever hope to put into words. Sam just nods, crushes his mouth to Dean's. He pulls Dean's legs open and tugs his knees up, and wraps a hand around his own cock, biting his lip at just that light touch, and pushes it at Dean's hole. Dean's tight and dry, but Sam's cock is slick with precum, and he shoves in with a muffled cry. Dean jerks and groans and hooks a hand under one knee, pulling his legs further apart and pushing into the stretch. It's almost too much, the friction and grip, and Sam can barely thrust. His hips twitch helplessly and he presses forward, grinding hard and deep, and he doesn't even need to thrust, can feel his cock swelling and balls twitching with the rush of orgasm already. He jerks Dean's cock quick and hard and feels Dean start to clamp down even tighter around him before he can hardly breathe with the blinding rush of orgasm, just pressing in as deep as he can get into Dean, riding out the pulses with helpless moans. The world comes back with Dean panting in his ear, the slimy mess of cum between them, the uncomfortable soft slide of his cock out of Dean. He presses his mouth against Dean's neck, not even enough energy to kiss, just a touch. "She wouldn't do this for you," he mumbles. Dean was clearly just pushing him with the show in the bar. But Sam, he needs to make sure Dean knows that this is his, theirs, alone. "Couldn't." "Yeah, I know." Dean's voice is hoarse and quiet, and Sam can barely hear him, but his hand closes around Sam's forearm. It makes Sam giddy sometimes when he looks at Dean, and God, Dean's all confident and self-assured and strong and badass, people staring at him with envy and admiration. Yet all Sam needs to do is close his eyes and he can see Dean laid out and begging like a slut. He wants to tell the wide-eyed girls who look at Dean like he's their hero that he's just desperate for Sam's cock, that he drinks down his brother's cum more eagerly than water, that he pleads to be bruised. Wants to tell them that Dean's his, all of what they see and all that they don't, that they're not even close. He can't help but smile when Dean looks over and it's like the world falls away. Dean suddenly focused all on Sam, as the hope dies in the girl's eyes and they frown and let him be. Sam spends more of the time when they're interviewing Mrs. Dalton about her missing daughter, looking at Dean with heat in his eyes than he does looking at Mrs. Dalton with sympathy, and he knows Dean's struggling to carry this himself when he's clearly distracted by Sam's unspoken promise. But Sam can't really care as he watches Dean shift and cross his legs to hide his swelling cock in his black dress pants. "That should be all. Thank you, ma'am." And as the door closes, Sam drags Dean around the back of the house, can't wait to get back to the motel, pushes him into the dark hidden corner between the house and its adjoining garage. "What the?" says Dean, but Sam shuts him up with the hand across his mouth, forcing two fingers between Dean's lips to suck. "Looks so fucking hot in that suit, collar all tight, like you're in control, need to make you lose it." And he grabs at Dean's cock through the pants, molding the material to the pushing swell, feeling Dean's cock harden further under his palm, and Dean gasps. Sam squeezes, jacks short, hard strokes as best he can, and bites down hard on Dean's earlobe, tightening his fist until Dean jerks forward and hunches into Sam and comes, and Sam can feel the hot pulses against his fingers through the pants. "Made a mess of yourself," he says harshly. "Look how easy you come for me, Dean. Shit." And steps back, hand on Dean's shoulder, until Dean can stand up, fingers rubbing so soft on Dean's neck. Dean catches his breath and looks at Sam, eyes dark and hot for a second, and it's so strange to see that expression out in the daylight, not tucked away in a dark motel room, before looking away and pulling himself together. He walks awkwardly toward the car, tossing a casual, "Come on, Sammy," over his shoulder, and Sam thinks of Dean's cock sliding around in the cum in his shorts, and his own still hard cock jerks. Sam opens the car door and slides down into the passenger seat, casually stretches one hand across and wedges it between Dean's legs, fitting it gently around Dean's cock. He sees Dean glance at him from the corner of his eye, but carries on looking ahead. Dean coughs and starts the car, pulls out, the movement of his feet on the pedals pressing his cock slightly forward into Sam's hand, and Sam thinks again of it slippery with Dean's own cum and tightens his hand. Dean sucks in a breath, slumps slightly lower in the seat to press against Sam's hand harder, and Sam can feel Dean's cock firming again under his fingers. "Slut," he breathes quietly, still looking ahead, and Dean pushes forward again, and he's fully hard now. The car vibrates as the speed increases, and Sam can feel it in his hand. It must be incredible, traveling through Dean's hard cock, and Sam spreads his own legs and shifts until he can feel the vibration in his balls, groan slightly. He's leaking, cockhead wet, and his own need to cum is wiped out by the need to watch Dean fall apart, over and over, to drink down Dean's cum and make him scream. "Sam!" Dean gasps, and his hips are moving in little circles, grinding into Sam's hand. "I can't," and Sam pulls his hand away. "Pull over and unbutton your pants," Sam says, breathless with the need to make Dean come again. The car is still rumbling, sighing to a stop when Dean takes his hand off the wheel and jerkily pulls open his fly, shoves his shorts down so the elastic sits under his balls. Sam shifts and leans over and brings his face to Dean's cock, and he can smell Dean, the hot mix of sweat and cum that slicks him up, and Sam greedily licks at Dean's cum from earlier smeared down his shaft and the hot pre-cum already slipping from the head now. He makes his lips a tight circle under the crown of Dean's cock and sucks brutally hard, and Dean gasps and jerks his hips, hands scrabbling at Sam's head, before Dean presses them down against the seat and whimpers. Sam doesn't even need to hold Dean's hips down, Dean stopping himself from fucking up into Sam's mouth because it feels so good to spin it out. Sam can tell Dean wants him to do it, fuck his own mouth on Dean's cock, and let Dean come. And so he does, slides down and swallows Dean into his throat, the swollen head slipping down. His throat spasms around it, and Sam shifts his tongue against the shaft as best he can, and Dean's hips jerk helplessly. He comes hard and hot, and Sam swallows it all, moves up to kiss Dean sloppily, cum smearing between their mouths. "And again, Dean," he says into Dean's mouth. "So easy for me, aren't you?" And kisses him softly until Dean's breathing calms down and he pulls away. He leans his head back against the seat for a second, eyes closed, and Sam watches the light gleam on the sweat sheen of his throat, runs a finger softly down it, and Dean makes a small noise. Dean sighs and opens his eyes, hands on the steering wheel even though his pants are still open, cock soft and gleaming. He opens his mouth and sighs again, like he hasn't got quite enough breath to talk. "Dunno what's gotten into you today, Sammy," he says after a moment. "Not that I'm complaining." And Sam smiles, does up Dean's pants as Dean tightens his grip on the steering wheel. "Hungry?" says Sam, partly because he is and could kill for a burger, and partly because he wants to sit opposite Dean in a bright diner and know Dean's shorts are still sticky with cum. "Hell yeah," says Dean, and starts the engine. Sam's more than half hard through dinner, likes the curl of anticipation in his belly, but resists the urge to push Dean up against the wall as soon as they get into the room. Instead, he showers quickly, lets Dean shower, and lies on the bed nearer the door, naked, and lazily strokes his cock. Dean stops when he comes out of the bathroom, bites his lip and drops his towel in a damp pile on the floor. He starts toward Sam, climbs up onto the bed, and slowly, tentatively, crawls forward until he's straddling Sam, looking down. "Trying to kill me today, Sam?" he says, low, and bends down willingly when Sam wraps a hand around the back of his neck, pushes his tongue against Sam's when Sam slips it into Dean's mouth. It's a deep, dirty kiss, tender and heated, and Sam loves the feel of Dean's soft lips on his, loves nipping at them until they're red and even more swollen, the way they look so good around his cock. He doesn't want that now, though, doesn't want Dean's mouth on him, even though his cock is full and desperate. He wants his mouth on Dean again. He grabs onto Dean's shoulders, rolling his hips up slightly and groaning as Dean's hardening cock slides against his own. "Hard for me again, huh?" Dean says, gasping, "I guess you're just that hot, Sammy." But Sam doesn't want Dean to even be able to talk. He grips Dean harder and rolls them over, pressing Dean down into the bed and kissing him hard and messy, lips and teeth and tongue all sliding, and scrapes his teeth in a long trail down Dean's chest, then pushes Dean's legs up and apart and sucks wet kisses onto his thighs before sliding his tongue into Dean's hole. Dean loves being rimmed, whines, and jerks under Sam, and Sam slides a long finger in alongside his tongue. It feels filthy and amazing, the soft wetness of his tongue and the clenching hot tightness of Dean against his finger, and he wants so badly to just fuck Dean until he can relieve the winding tightness in his balls. But he doesn't. He presses his finger in further and tongue fucks Dean deeper and sloppier. He cups Dean's balls awkwardly in his other hand, rolls and squeezes them, and Dean jerks and gasps, but he'll need a little more to come again. Sam pulls his tongue out with an obscene noise. "Touch yourself, Dean, tight and fast." Dean's fingers bump against Sam's nose as he wraps them around his cock and pulls up, swearing as Sam pushes his tongue and finger back in. They find a messy rhythm, Dean jerking himself tight and Sam fucking deep as he can, and he starts to work another finger in when Dean starts stroking even faster, breath coming in ragged pants, and then he snaps to tenseness all over, thighs trembling, and clamps around Sam, and his balls draw up and he comes, spurting short streaks onto his belly. Sam pulls out, kisses around Dean's spit shiny hole and then up Dean's chest, touching his tongue to what cum Dean managed to spurt out. He kisses Dean, pushes the taste into his mouth and tugs Dean's legs over his own, and rocks gently, his own hard cock sliding in the crease of Dean's thigh, rubbing against Dean's balls and leaving pre-cum smears on his hip. "That wasn't much of a load, Dean," says Sam, trailing his fingers through what's left, rubbing it into Dean's pale skin. "That's your fucking fault, dude," says Dean, and Sam loves the breathless, fucked-out catch in his voice, but he's not done yet. "What do you think?" he says. "Loose enough after that for me to fuck you?" And he doesn't wait for an answer, just gives his cock a couple of lazy strokes, drags it across Dean's skin and starts to push into Dean's body. It feels fucking incredible. Dean's loose, but not quite loose enough, and there's a slight catching drag that feels fucking amazing on Sam's swollen cockhead. Dean winces. Sam sees it flash across his face, but Dean doesn't flinch away from the stretch, just pushes down into Sam and spreads his legs further, and that hits Sam almost as hard as the clenching heat of Dean's ass around him. "Oh shit, Dean, do you even know?" And Sam cuts himself off with a groan as he slides all the way in, so deep in Dean's pliant body, flush up against Dean's ass, and he rolls his hips, feeling the press against his balls and the impossible soft heat around the full length of his cock. He feels a hot flush of need tingle down his chest, sucks in a breath as his hips start thrusting, pushing into Dean. He licks messily at his palm, scrapes off what he can of the cum left on Dean's stomach, wraps his hand around Dean's soft cock. "Come on," he grunts, rolls his hips into Dean in a slow grind, pushes them up until Dean gasps and groans under him, and he feels Dean's cock firm slowly under his hand as he slicks it up, tightens and loosens his fist. "God, Sam, I can't," says Dean, throwing an arm over his face. Sam just starts jacking him in earnest, and Dean's almost fully hard in his hand now, hips twitching as he tries to flinch away from the pressure on his too sensitive cock and grind down into Sam. "Look at me," demands Sam, and Dean moves his arm, looks up. "You can," says Sam, eyes not leaving Dean's, and fucks harder into Dean, pressing in just right. Dean bites his lip and moans, the sound muffled behind his teeth, but broken with need, and his cock hardens all the way up in Sam's fist. "Fucking little miracle, aren't you, Dean? Such a needy whore." And Dean's panting with his mouth open now, face screwed up in a grimace as Sam works his fingers hard, mercilessly, over the head of Dean's cock. Dean's flushed, and Sam doesn't know whether it's from the desperation racking his body as Sam wrings a dribble of pre-cum from his sore cock, or from Sam's words, but it's so goddamn pretty, and Sam bites at the pink ridge of Dean's cheekbone, licks along, and kisses Dean fierce on the mouth. He sits back, the angle better to fuck even deeper, his brother's ass clinging hot the full length of Sam's cock, and Sam can feel his balls clench and pre-cum pulse from the head, slicking the way. It feels so fucking amazing to fuck so fast and deep, to watch Dean's cock twitch and smear against his belly, feel it jerk in his hand. I'm gonna make you come again, Dean. Ring out your cock. So hard. Does it feel good? Does it hurt? Too much? And he's squeezing Dean's cock hard as he fucks in fast, tiny dribbles of pre-cum sliding from Dean's cock on each upstroke, as if Sam's forcing it from Dean. And Sam can feel Dean harden and possibly in his fist, can feel the orgasm rush through Dean, feel it burst up through the grip he has on Dean's cock, and he watches the weak, tiny spurt of cum smear on Dean's chest as Dean bites down hard on his own fist and muffles his shout, trembling all over, tendons taut in his neck. Sam realizes with a jolt just how fucking close he is. He hadn't been paying attention to the spiraling need in his own gut. Feels his balls rise up, and he jackknifes forward, buries his face in Dean's neck as his hips pump helplessly, and he comes long and hard. They lie together panting, until Sam shifts his hips, groans as his half-hard cock slips stickily out of Dean. He pushes Dean's legs open and strokes his finger idly over Dean's red swollen hole, smearing the cum leaking out, dribbling down into Dean's crease. Dean's chest is still rising jerkily, eyes closed, and his cock lies soft on his hip. Sam bites his lip at how red and sore it looks, 4 orgasms wrenched from it today, and feels dizziness rise in him, head buzzing as he thinks about what he's going to do, his own cock already twitching again at the thought. He breathes in deep a couple of times, then leans over the inside of the bed, tugs his duffel toward him. Got a little surprise for you, Dean. Dean exhales loudly. Sam. He sounds raw and tired. I fucking need a shower and some fucking sleep. He starts to shift, to drag himself up, draw his legs together. But Sam puts a firm hand on his thigh, forces all the command he can into his voice. No. Dean stills instantly, lets Sam pull him back down, spread his legs. Sam catches Dean's eyes, wide and unsure, and squeezes his thigh gently, tries to let Dean know he'd never hurt him, never do anything he didn't think Dean wanted, needed. Dean swallows and leans his head back against the pillows. Sam opens his bag, pulls out the black vibrator slowly. It's long and thick, blunt rounded top. He switches it on, turns the bass one click so it buzzes low. It feels odd in his fingers, sets up a weird itch in his hand. Dean makes a slight noise when Sam turns it on, and another when Sam touches it lightly to his thigh. Sam runs it slow up Dean's leg until it nudges at Dean's balls, and Dean sucks in a breath. Sam, please, I can't. But Sam ignores him and slides the vibrator over Dean's hole, smearing it in the cum still leaking. Dean's loose and slick, and there's barely any resistance as Sam slips the very tip in. Dean's panting in small, shallow gasps, cock still soft, and Sam can feel the gentle vibrations through Dean's skin when he presses his fingers just outside Dean's hole, fucking loving how Dean looks, clenching pink around the shiny black toy. He pushes it in all the way, slow, and Dean groans low, toes clenching in the sheets, knees rising up slightly. Sam fucks it in a few times, watching the white smears of his own cum against the black length, before pressing it in deep and shifting the vibrations up one notch. God, fuck, manages Dean, and his cock isn't hard yet, but he's letting out whimpers as Sam angles the vibrator, circles it inside Dean until Dean jerks and groans. Sam presses it in harder, pushing the buzzing top hard against Dean's prostate, thrusting with tiny angled pushes until Dean's thrashing his head on the pillow, breathing loud and ragged and broken up by moans. His cock twitches weakly, trying to fill. Sam rubs his fingers around the cum around Dean's hole, then circles his slick fingers around the head of Dean's soft cock, squeezes lightly, and Dean shoves his fist back in his mouth to stifle his yell, white teeth biting in. His hips twitch hard away from the pressure before he forces them still, legs visibly shaking with the need to move, to do anything against this impossible sensation. Sam rocks the vibrator around in narrow circles, watching the pull and drag of Dean's hole around it, pushes it hard back in, shifting around until Dean jerks again, dragging in a keening breath. He holds it there, ignores the itch in his fingertips from the vibrations. Dean's breath catches on a sob and his toes are curled so hard. Sam's own breathing is all over the place, and he closes his eyes, then opens them. He twists the bass one more click, hears the buzzing noise leap up in pitch, and Dean twists and sobs again, yelps and half-words torn from his mouth. But Sam doesn't move the toy, keeps it pressed in hard, and Dean's shaking and sobbing on each breath. His cock is slowly filling and rising now, so beautiful, and Sam trails his finger over the top, feeling it twitch and harden gradually under his touch. He wraps his hand around it all the way and strokes slowly, lightly, then firmer as it's finally fully hard in his hand. Tears are leaking down into the already sweat-damp hair at Dean's temples, and from the vibrations of the toy fucked into him and the violent trembles of his muscles, it feels like he's falling apart under Sam. Sam takes his hand away from Dean's cock to switch it up again, the highest setting sending vibrations down Sam's arm, and he can feel it all the way up into his teeth. Dean stopped twisting and shifting under him, held taut and still and shaking in an agony of sensation. Sam reaches back down to Dean's cock, runs his fingers firmly over the slit, and with a hoarse shout, Dean comes, again, cock jerking but nothing left to come out, just a pathetic small slide of clear liquid over the head. Sam's captivated, eyes flicking from Dean's shiny hard cock twitching out its fifth orgasm, to Dean's raw twisted up face, tear tracks down the side and lips bitten so red. He slides out the vibrator, and it's like it was holding Dean up. He relaxes and his legs slump down flat on the bed, head falling to the side, eyes shut and fingers curled loosely against the mattress. He's heaving in gulps of air, and Sam curls himself around Dean. He touches his damp hair, strokes his forehead, kisses it, lets Dean tremble against him. He whispers in Dean's ear, "You did so well. So fucking beautiful. Thank you. So good." Doesn't think Dean is hearing him, but needs to say it anyway. He wraps himself around Dean as Dean comes down, waits until Dean's breathing has slowed, then pulls him slowly off the bed, walks with him to the shower. He fucking loves Dean like this, when Sam's pushed him, and Dean's gone with it, gone all the way to where Sam can take him, some open, soft place where Dean doesn't say anything, doesn't need to. Just leans on Sam and lets Sam take care of him, as Sam washes the cum and sweat off of him. Dean's eyes are half closed and he's breathing slow, like he's in a sort of trance, won't look at Sam. Sam would be worried, worried he'd push Dean too far, but Dean touches his hand, and hell, Sam feels it too, feels the adrenaline still shivering through him, feels the power still thick in his head, still high like a junkie waiting for the come down. Sometimes it just takes a while to go. It won't last forever. It never does. They come back to themselves and it's normal again. Dean's all Dean, with his smirks and back talk, like it never happened, except for the dark looks that flash between them every now and again, when something drags it to the surface even if for only a second. The sudden moments of hot tension breaking through the normality, just like before they'd gone to see Mrs. Dalton earlier that day, when Sam had grabbed hold of Dean's wrist as Dean casually went to steal one of Sam's fries off his plate. Sam's sudden visceral awareness of the delicacy of the bones in Dean's wrist under his strong fingers. But right afterwards, when they're stripped down and raw against each other, yeah, it fades. Sam wouldn't even want it to last, as much as he loves it when Dean leans against him and lets Sam dry him, dress him, let Sam decide, because in that time Dean is wholly Sam's. But he needs, wants, all of his brother, and this is just one side Sam gets to see sometimes, and it's rare and beautiful, but no less worthy than everything else that makes up Dean, the whole that Sam's become addicted to. Sometimes Sam leaves it a while, a few days, a week, doesn't touch Dean beyond normal casual brushes, doesn't kiss, doesn't start anything, just waits. It's maddening, the unsatisfied itch of need under his skin, the throb in his balls, but worth it to see Dean stifle noises when Sam brushes by, watch Dean clamp down on the urge to reach out, the flashes of desperation in his eyes, and oh, the spectacular sex when Sam decides that's enough. He leaves it longer than usual once, wondering how long it would take for Dean to break, to ask Sam for it, taking himself to that place where he can beg and plead instead of being pushed down by Sam. Sam walks in from a takeout run to find Dean with his hands down his pants instead, jerking off to crappy porn. He doesn't even realize he's let go of the bag until Chinese food is spilling out onto the floor. He's so surprised by the anger sweeping through him. This was not the plan. "Stop that, now," he says, and Dean stills. Dean shrugs, infuriating. "What's your problem? You've been holding out on me, and a man has needs." Sam pulls Dean up off the bed and yanks his hand away, does up Dean's fly awkwardly over his hard-on as Dean struggles. "Hey!" Sam fits a hand in Dean's t-shirt and growls in his ear. "I have needs, too. I need to be the only person who says when the fuck you get to come." He shoves Dean away. "Don't do that again." Their eyes lock for a moment, in a heated battle that's not even a real battle, because Sam knows Dean will drop his eyes away before he does it, mouth softening, and Sam bites at it. "Think you need to be shown that that's not allowed," he says. "Can't have you jerking off every time you want to come." And Dean presses against him and mouth set his neck, needy, like the fight's forgotten, like all he wants is for Sam to tell him what to do, when to come. In Boston, Sam buys a cock ring, drags Dean into a sex shop, and makes him pick one. "It'll be on your cock," he says, while Dean tenses his jaw and flushes. Sam pushes Dean up against the car, the small parking lot deserted, pushes until Dean's bent over, forehead on the shiny black roof. Sam pushes his hands into Dean's jeans and snaps on the cock ring. Plain, stiff black leather, the simplest one Dean could see in his eyeline, sullenly snatched from the display. It sits snug at the base of Dean's soft cock, under his balls. Then Sam bites at the back of Dean's neck and strokes with lingering fingertip touches until Dean's gasping and hardening. He pulls abruptly away, goes to sit in the passenger seat. Dean stays where he is for a second, makes a low noise, and thumps the roof of the car with his hand. He walks angrily, awkwardly, around to sit in the driver's seat and starts the car, legs spread and hips shoved forward to ease the pressure on his cock. Sam doesn't look away from where it pushes up against his jeans. They drive for a half an hour or so, tension building, and in Andover, they find a motel. Sam is ordering Dean to strip the second the door is closed, and Dean tenses his jaw but does as he's told, unable to stop the sigh of relief as the pressure of his jeans eases off his full sensitive cock. Sam breathes deep, the thought of the band around Dean's cock keeping him hard the whole way here, the thought of being able to touch and pound into him and not let him come for as long as Sam wants it. He's dizzy with the need to fuck. Dean's cock is heavy and flushed, balls pushed out above the ring, a dully gleaming band of leather against the dark red. His balls look huge and full. He hasn't come in days, never got release after Sam caught him, and he's as desperate as Sam. "On the bed, Dean." Dean scowls at him, clenches his fist, but he goes, naked and annoyed and hard and, God, so fucking hot. Sam smiles. "Go on, Dean. You can jerk off now. Go ahead. I won't even stop you this time. Touch yourself all you want." Dean's still pissed at Sam, but Sam's determined to show him what is not allowed, remind him that he's Sam's, that if he wants this, he's got to fucking take everything that comes with it, has to press him down into the place where he remembers that. Dean's struggling with his irritation, his urge to assert his own independence and tell Sam to fuck off, warring with his ever-present need to just give in and go under and surrender to this. It's fucking beautiful to watch. Sam just looks at him, steady, waiting, and he sees when Dean slips under, snaps into place. His eyebrows smooth out and his eyes darken, and his thighs open a little more, wanton and needy. God, it works for Sam, too. He can feel power rush up through him, flip fully into his own role, elated and turned on. Dean leans back on the bed, touches himself, fist sliding up and down his cock until it's completely hard, curving up beautifully. He sighs and moves his hips up into his fist, grunts as he squeezes the head, moves his fist faster. He gasps and his thighs tense, and he lets go, eyes closed. His cock is so hard, big and curving up from the thick strip of black ever tighter as he swells. "Don't stop, Dean," Sam says, breathless, and Dean moans loud as he fists himself again, hips twitching frantically into the sensation. "I can't," he bites out and lets go. His cockhead is gleaming wet. God, Dean must be desperate to come already, hard for a while. and it's been a week since Sam last made him come, and they've barely started. Sam pulls his own clothes off quickly and straddles Dean on the bed, bending to wrap his mouth around Dean. Dean's cock is big and rock hard in his mouth, and Sam holds Dean's hips down with his arm as he traces the fat vein standing out on the underside of Dean's cock with his tongue. He swallows carefully, lets it slip down his throat, forces his gag reflex to relax around Dean. Dean sobs out Sam's name, and Sam pulls back, watches avidly as Dean's cock jumps, pre-cum leaking steadily from the slit. Dean's breathing fast and harsh. He's clearly caught in the agonizing limbo of the tight ring on his cock and his desperate need to come. Sam shifts up the bed, pushes his own aching hard cock against Dean's, smearing both his and Dean's pre-cum down the shaft until he's slick enough to fuck into Dean. He brushes his fingers over Dean's balls, and they're drawn up tight as they can be with the ring, and twitch as if to come, but Dean just whimpers and his cock jerks, pre-cum spilling over. Fuck, manages Sam as his cock pushes into the squeezing tightness of Dean's body. He fucks deep and slow, grinning as Dean shouts out, and his hands fly up to clutch at the headboard. Pre-cum is drooling in thick strings down Dean's cock now, and it smears wetly against Dean's belly with each thrust. God, oh God, says Sam, and fuck, he's not going to last long, not after he's been holding back for days, with Dean so desperate and tight around him. He thinks about coming on Dean, painting him with it, smearing his own release over Dean when Dean's trapped and hard and frustrated. His hips pump faster, helplessly, as his orgasm sparks down his spine and tightens his balls, and he pulls out frantically. His cock jumps and he comes with a wave of hot arousal flushing down his chest, trying to keep his eyes open to watch the thick streaks of his cum land on Dean, on his chest, stomach, thighs, white ropes against the dark flushed red of Dean's cock and balls. So fucking much of it, still pulsing out, all stored up for Dean, all over him. He wraps a trembling hand around Dean's cock and rubs his splattered cum into the shiny taut skin, and he watches, entranced, as Dean twitches helplessly. His balls are clenching, Dean trying so hard to come, over and over, body arching with no release, the tight ring keeping him in an agony of sensation. He's begging on each breath now, a low litany of, please, please. And Sam wanted to keep him like this forever, hours and hours just begging and desperate, but he suddenly just can't. He needs to see Dean's release, to see cum spurt from Dean's cock. God, there'll be so much of it by now, after the desperation of the ring, and God, the days without touching him. Dean's balls so huge and tight and ready. Sam rubs his thumb hard over the swollen, too sensitive head of Dean's cock, watches Dean arch and try to come again, small pulse of pre-cum from his cock, and a cry wrenched from his throat, and then Sam slips his fingers down to find the catch. Snap it off. He rubs his thumb over the slit again, and feels the first spurt as Dean arches one last time, still and trembling with the shout that's almost a scream as he finally comes. Sam closes his eyes and bends his head down, catching the jets on his face, feeling the force of the splatters against his skin, dripping hot down his face, thick in his eyebrows and eyelashes, against his lips. He opens his mouth to catch the last spurts, swallowing the bitter saltiness. Dean collapses on the bed, eyes closed and heaving in great breaths, and Sam watches his thighs jump with a twitch of aftershocks, his cock softening but still fat and flushed. He drags the ring fully off, and the leather is warm in his hand, heated from Dean's blood-thick cock. "Learned your lesson?" he asks, voice rough. Dean just sucks in more deep breaths, but then he nods, jerkily, eyes still shut. "Good," says Sam, and curls up around Dean. "You're so good," he whispers. "So good," and kisses Dean's neck carefully. Dean shivers and turns his head in towards Sam. Sam doesn't know if things will settle and calm, doesn't know if there'll be an end to this beginning, or if this is just how things are going to be between them forever. It's so powerful and intense it should scare him, to think of it getting still deeper and stronger as time goes on, this fucked up explosive thing between them. But it just settles in him with the certainty that this is where he wants to be, more than anything he's felt before. After all the awful crazy shit they've seen, been through, Maybe he should want something simpler. But this they've chosen, this is what they want and what they need and what they give each other. Something they've taken, not something forced upon them or something ripped away. It might not be normal or easy or right, but of all the things in their lives that aren't, this isn't some ugly part of the messed up world they have to deal with. This is something just them, private and amazing. All that bad stuff still happened to them. It's intertwined with the path that led them here. He can't disregard it, and yeah, maybe it shaped them into what they are and what they have, but he's happy, like this. It's not gone, all the crap in the world, in their lives, but maybe this time, this can be their new beginning, one they carve out for themselves, because in the end, when it comes to each other, they're the only ones that matter in this world. Time they live it for themselves. Right, Dean? Sam's pretty sure Dean can't hear him, as he's whispering all this into the soft skin over the ridges of Dean's ear while stroking his cock, and it's mainly drowned out by Dean's own moans, muffled through the ragged makeshift gag. But he's pretty sure Dean would agree, or at least beg to suck his cock, which is Dean's favorite diversionary tactic nowadays when he doesn't want to talk about shit. The cloth sweat at the edges where Dean's pink lips open around it, and Sam sucks at the spit-damp material, grazing his teeth along Dean's lip. Sam likes tasting Dean's spit, feels like he's kissing him even if he can't right now. "Yeah," whispers Sam against Dean's skin as he traces a fingertip feather light around the rim of Dean's cockhead, and Dean curls his toes and comes. "We're all right." The end.